You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Don Campbell, Vice President, Platform Strategy and Technology.
And I'm Anastasia Valentine, Product Manager.
I'm Stefan Zhu, Technical Architect.
And I'm Andrew Cowell, Product Manager.
So guys, we talk a lot about the technologies that exist in our space, in our industry. Everybody knows about databases and OLAP and all of those kind of things. But there are other technologies, some of them reaching a buzz, sort of a heightened energy around now. And we try to track them. We try and keep on top of them so that we understand where our customers might be going, where the industries might be going, where everyone is going in this space. And put them together in a thing we call the Buzz Index. Lots of things make the Buzz Index from quarter to quarter. Things like virtualization or the Web 2.0, things like that. I think it's a good way for us to keep on top of what's happening in the industry.
Yeah, the Buzz Index recently has shown mobile as something that's been talked about a lot in our industry, and mobile has been garnering a lot of attention in the BI space in particular, in the product performance management space.
So why is that? What's so new about mobile? Everyone's had cellular phones and had the ability to take their laptops and go different places with them and take information with them. What's so new and buzzy about mobility?
I think it's because more people are actually using mobile devices, and not just phones, because cellular phones have been around for quite some time, but actually using PDA type mobile devices where they have information with them, whether it be, you know, their to-do list, their email, their other applications, whether, you know, Google Maps, Google Earth. You can get all that in the mobile device. You can just have more information at your fingertips.
Do we think, too, that the iPhone had something to do with the buzz as well? Simply because for the longest time as much as I like gadgets, I only have so many pockets, and it would be really, really nice to be able to have an MP3 player, a digital camera if you need one, but PDA, cell phone, all of these things in a package that you know, it's a single package that, you know, not battery problems, you know, it's always connected and things of that nature. Do you think that's part of the buzziness, is the fact that people are starting to realize that you can do so much more with the device?
Yeah, for sure. Advances in the hardware around mobile have been part of it as well. We can do a lot more on mobile devices than we ever could before. Before, you're right, it was all about cell phones and that's it. Now all of a sudden people are looking at their cell phone and they realize, hey, it's a little computer. And couple that with the fact that more and more people are away from their desks, and all of a sudden you have an alternative way to process your information, not just the PC on your desktop.
And I think that the devices have come a long way, because if you think of all-in-one devices in general, outside of the mobile space, you're always compromising the quality of one aspect or all aspects of the all-in-one capabilities. With the new devices, these cameras are really good. They're not, 1-2 megapixel. The radio signals are really good. The capabilities, even some of the voice capabilities, are really good.
They have file systems, they have encryption built in. These are quite powerful devices now, much more powerful than even regular PCs of 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, and a transition point, I think, is the fact that you don't need to create custom applications specifically for the device in all cases. You can leverage the internet and what the, you know, web apps that exist out there, and the fact that you can now go to a web browser on one of these mobile devices and experience the same sort of web page that you would see if you were at your desktop.
To what degree do we think that there's going to be a convergence or conflict between laptops and mobile devices? So people who are sitting in Starbucks right now, are they going to be suddenly, you know, instead of going to a slate, they're just going to say, to heck with it, I'm going to go right to my mobile device? Or is the form factor still not going to work, or will it work in some cases?
I think that mobile devices are going to be more prevalent than your laptop computer. I mean, look at the Wi-Fi capabilities on those mobile devices. You can go to Starbucks and connect to the net. And that's just absolutely excellent in comparison to, you know, lugging your laptop around, making sure there's a power source and all of that. I mean, I would much rather grab my mobile device out of my purse and use that.
Yeah. I think they're both mobile devices, right? I'll probably always have
device.
A small handheld device. Yeah. But there's a time or there are certain sets of applications where I really need a keyboard, I really need the large screen, and then I'll put down my small cell phone and then move to a larger device. But what's great is nowadays, that device doesn't have to be tethered to my desk. It can still be a full-fledged computer, but now it just happens to be mobile and it's got a cell connection or a Wi-Fi connection.
There are some companies out there that are deploying en masse mobile devices in exchange for having the laptop. So as a cost reduction and sort of an infrastructure management savings, they're going to the mobile devices. They have to provide them all with cell phones anyway. So this way they get them better cell phones. They can do all the things they needed to do on a laptop while they're in their mobile role, which might be, you know, mobile Salesforce or something like that.
Or repair people or what have you that need to be mobile, need to be able to access information, need to be able to call back, but they don't need to run Word.
And they need it on ruggedized devices even, not necessarily just the fancy pretty ones, but the ones that can be, you know, bounced on the tarmac out in the airports or something like that if they need to.
But I don't see the ability right now for us to get rid of one or the other device. We still have to have our laptops because they have the capabilities that some of the mobile devices don't have. And we still need our mobile devices because they're portable and they're easy to use and easy to access. And I think that what needs to happen in order for us to consider, you know, decided on one single device, that the mobile devices have to become more advanced, networks have to become more capable, definitely faster, and the laptop devices need to get smaller. So at the end of the day, that looks like a smaller device that can do a heck of a lot more than either one can do on its own today.
So what about as a viable business tool beyond email, which of course has viability? Is the mobile device a place where you can consume your intelligence information? Is it something now where, you know, the time is right to consume this kind of information on a mobile device?
Absolutely. I think with the mobile devices being distributed beyond the executive community, so this limited community, it's a perfect opportunity to start delivering information that someone would have access to on a daily basis at their desk. Not only the folks who have that challenge of having to come in the morning from a remote location or who travel, but just people who need access to information wherever they are. And it might be a cafeteria. It might be on the way to work. It doesn't necessarily have to be from a remote location.
So the applications that are necessary for business decision making can be brought to mobile devices outside of, you know, just purely text in an email, and allowing you to be just as effective and just as time sensitive with your information decision making, but you can do it outside of the building as well as you do it inside.
Yeah, and there are kind of two types of applications. There are new applications that are now being developed because we have so much more capable hardware, and we are taking existing applications and essentially making them available in a mobile type environment, handling things like online, offline, security, all the additional factors that we have to consider now that we're mobile.
So does that create an increased stress for IT?
My IT friends would say yes.
Security is always, of course, a concern, but I think we're learning more about how to deal with security, but it certainly is a concern for many people.
Yeah, it's a growing reality, too, though. Even if there wasn't a mobile internal strategy in place already, more and more mobile devices are coming into the workforce just through normal prosumer routes, so it's something that has to be faced at some point.
So lots of great technology advancing how we think of our business intelligence information, mobile being a big part of it, and we'll keep track of more trends in technology as we go forward. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, I'm David Axton, president of the Sonax Group and author of the book Best Practices in Planning and Performance Management. Over the next few months, I will be speaking at a Cognos Finance Forum in a city near you. Please join me as I share how the traditional barriers to high performance are being swept away by a new class of finance professional and technology-enabled proven practices. I hope to see you there.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.